Lebanon marked a moment of silence today, 1 week after that massive explosion in Beirut. The blast killed more than 160 people and injured thousands more. It's also brought down the current government. Rami Khoury is a senior fellow and professor of journalism at the American University in Beirut. And Rami, a prime minister and the entire cabinet resigning seems significant. But do you think this will lead to real reform in Lebanon, the kind of change that protesters are asking for?
The resignation of the cabinet is significant only in the sense that it was forced by the demonstrations, the intensity of the demonstrations. It's not significant in the modern history of Lebanon because the ruling elite who had their sectarian parties and who have run the country like an oligarchic clique for the last 25 years, they just get together and pick out new cabinet ministers, a new prime minister, and they reappoint the cabinet, and the same policies tend to continue. That's been the pattern so far. This is what the protesters want to break. They want to break this pattern and put in a proper, effective, clean, efficient, and accountable government that works according to the rule of law and can address the many problems of a country that is in collapse. So it's significant at one level, but at another level it's not, and it'll depend on what happens next.
That system that you're talking about, that power-sharing structure, that clique, as you called it, has been blamed for the country's past political instability and division. So what happens now? Will there be new elections, and will those elections be enough?
You're going to get a lot of jockeying for position and jockeying for power and a lot of nonsense being spoken by a lot of people. The bottom line is there's only two real powers in the country now. One is the mass of citizens who are protesting and who demand real change. So the protesters on one hand, and then the political power elite, the sectarian leaders, mainly Hezbollah, on the other hand, will negotiate. The protesters want significant real change. This is what really we have to keep our eye on. Will the government that's formed, whoever it is, will it have the real authority to address the real crisis issues? And we'll find that out, I think, in the coming month or two.
You know, Lebanon has a long history of political unrest that dates back decades. And you mentioned the people there. They've been living it. They know it. But I want to ask you about some touch points that may have led to this point. I mean, many people know that thousands of people died in a brutal civil war in Lebanon between 75 and 1990. I mean, did the agreement that ended that war set the stage in a way for what's happening today?
The ending of the war was simply the latest turning point that adjusted the balance of power in the parliament and made it 50% Christian, 50% Muslim. But these are just minor points, really, compared to the bigger points, which is that the people who've actually been in the seats of power have been terrible rulers, and they've essentially become super rich without addressing the needs of the people, as the people have become super poor. But the root cause, it's both domestic politics, regional politics, which is mostly Israel and Iran and Syria and Saudi Arabia and other people who interfere in Lebanon, and global politics back in the Cold War.
You know, many experts are saying the best case scenario for moving forward is to have an independent prime minister to be named who would undertake these economic reforms and put together all of what you're talking about, an economic and financial rescue plan. You talk about how Hezbollah kind of plays a role in the background, kind of shifting alliances, and they have a lot of power. Is that the best case scenario for you at this moment, that this would likely happen, that there would be an independent prime minister named?
Well, there's no such thing as an independent prime minister. You'd have to have a credible prime minister who has the authority, which is conferred on him by the political power structure. My guess is there's going to be a compromise to name a credible prime minister who can appoint credible ministers, technocrats, in a transitional emergency government that can address the really, really urgent things like start the economy again. Hezbollah, more than anybody, needs a functioning Lebanese state. Hezbollah does not want to run the country. They could if they wanted to take over the country, but that's the last thing they want to do. They want to just do what they feel is their role, which is they define as resistance against repeated Israeli incursions and attacks, and Western American, European, other hegemonic aims, as they call them. And they don't want to be responsible for running the Lebanese state. They understand that you've got to have some minimum amount of credibility and legitimacy with your own people. It doesn't matter if the Iranians or the Saudis or the Americans or somebody else out there loves you and gives you money. What matters is you've got to have the credibility of your own people. And Lebanese governments in recent years haven't had that.
That's Rami Khoury. He is a senior fellow and professor of journalism at the American University of Beirut. Rami, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.